A 12th grade English teacher at International High School at Largo in Prince George's County won the Global Teacher Prize. Kashia Thorpe was selected for the $1 million award from among a field of more than 8,000 educators across the world. Kashia spoke with WAMU's education reporter Debbie Trong about her plans for the money and her teaching philosophy.
Do you mind starting off by sharing a little bit about the students you teach at International High?
Yes, the students I teach at International High School at Langley Park are mostly immigrants and refugees. Most of them are either first or second generation American. They're also all English language learners. Most of them are what we call farm students, and that means that they're on free and reduced meals. So most of their parents pretty much are low income.
And I read that you completely redesigned the 12th grade curriculum for the English department at your school to make it culturally relevant for your students. Can you talk about that process and why you felt it was necessary?
Coming to this school opened me up to a whole different perspective about the needs of our immigrant students. I sat with my principal and we talked about how can we make sure that whatever students are learning in the classroom, they're able to apply to their lives outside the classroom. Because not all of my immigrant students have the desire to go to college, or to be honest, because most of them also are newcomers in high school, will end up reaching the language proficiency level that will allow them to be successful as their counterparts in a higher education environment. And so I had to keep that in mind, that not all students are on the trajectory of going to college. And so I wanted to make sure that whatever I'm teaching them in the classroom, it's practical, they can apply it to their lives, and it also helps them to be able to understand what their community is, what the resources are in their community, and also how to use their voices to talk about issues in their community and find solutions.
And do you have examples of what that culturally relevant curriculum looks like?
Yes. So, for example, my social justice unit, which is my research unit, not just focus on research skills or MLA format, APA format, documenting sources, finding facts. Those are great skills that students who are going to college will need. But what about my students who are not going to college? For them, it's the lower on their priority list. And so what I have done is, in that unit, not only do students have to research an issue that is occurring in their community that they live in that impacts their daily lives, they also, at the end of researching and creating their publishing their research paper, they have to take that research information and create a letter with a proposal of a solution, and they address it to either a constituent member who is a leader in their community, say the mayor, the council member, the school board, and so on. So they're able to not just be active citizen in their community, but also have the ability to propose solutions as well.
And on top of all your work as a teacher, you also established a nonprofit with your sister. What does your organization do?
So my organization, which is the U.S. Elite International Track and Field, Inc., we make sure that students who want to go to college or want to have access to higher level education, those students have the ability to get scholarships and achieve a debt-free education through those scholarship and grant aids.
Can I ask what your plans are with the prize money?
Along with my nonprofit organization, I also do have another foundation, which is the Hope Beyond Distance Foundation, and that helps to provide resources for immigrant students and families. So I really want to use the funds to elevate my platform in helping those students who are especially undocumented to have access to resources that are going to make them successful, and have a better transition into the American culture and to be productive citizens.
Thank you so much for your time, Kashia.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.